It's been just weeks since U.S. Attorney Booth Goodwin's name has filled headlines attached to a verdict in the trial of former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship. But the Charleston native is making headlines once again today. Goodwin announced he'll step down from his post after more than 5 years to return to private practice. Joining me to discuss the decision, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of West Virginia, Booth Goodwin. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Ashton.
After 5.5 years in office, what brings you to this decision?
Well, I'll tell you, yes, I've been the U.S. attorney for 5.5 years now, but it will be 15 years in January that I've been with my office. And, when I came in as U.S. attorney, I laid out certain priorities, and I wanted to get to a good endpoint on all of those priorities. And I think that we're about there. I mean, I think that this is as good a time as any to say it's time to move on.
And the list of those priorities, they're pretty long. You've spent time prosecuting drug traffickers and drug dealers, went after corrupt public officials and people in the coal industry in southern West Virginia. You've investigated the 2014 Freedom Industries chemical spill in Charleston. That, of course, left 300,000 people in the valley without water. And we then see this conviction of Don Blankenship on a misdemeanor count. So as you leave this position, is there something that you're most proud of?
Well, it's difficult to look back and pinpoint just one thing because the men and women in my office have done remarkable work over the time that I've been there. But, you know, seeing things like communities rebuild themselves, like we saw in the Fairfield area in Huntington, that was a community that was ravaged by drugs and violence. And a community came together, and I was just honored to be a part of what happened there. It's great to see how a community can rebuild itself after being plagued by systemic corruption, and we've seen that in Mingo County and Lincoln County and Logan County. It's difficult to look back and say it's that particular thing that I'm most proud of, because what I've tried to do is, wherever I could, identify the problems that are affecting people the most and try to tackle those problems with the toolkit that we have. And it's a pretty effective toolkit. And I'm sure that the people there at the U.S. Attorney will carry on just fine in my absence. But I hope that I've left a little piece of myself there and hope it's been a positive one.
There is, of course, plenty of speculation that you've decided to step down in order to clear the way for a run for governor in 2016. A few weeks ago, we spoke after the verdict, and you said that you needed more time to discuss that possibility with your family. So have you had those discussions? Will you run for office?
Well, I tell you, public service is in my DNA. I mean, we talked about that the last time we chatted. And it's going to be difficult for me to step away from that. It has been a remarkable honor to be a part of the very special things that we've seen over the last five and a half years in the U.S. attorney's job. I'm really most focused on today, reflecting back on those things that I really think should be honored. The men and women in the U.S. Attorney's Office, the agents throughout the district who have devoted a great deal of time and energy and blood, sweat, and tears to making West Virginia the best it possibly can be. So that's really what I'm focused on today.
Still, I follow you on various forms of social media, and there are a lot of people reaching out and publicly asking you to run. And these are not people involved in politics, just general members of the public. Does that weigh on you at all?
Well, it's extraordinarily flattering and gratifying. But what it shows is that people really care about this state, and they care about each other in a way that no other state's people can boast. I mean, West Virginia is very special in that regard, and they want something better for their kids and grandkids than they've had for themselves. And if I'm part of that hope, desire, I mean, how much better does it get, really?
You are still the U.S. attorney, though, until the end of the year. And slightly off topic, but today, the magistrate judge in the case of former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship, he lowered his bail from $5 million to $1 million and is now lifting his travel restrictions, allowing him to travel freely in the continental United States quickly. What's your reaction to that decision?
Well, we obviously disagree with the court. We respect the court's decision, of course, but we think that was entirely unwarranted. The restrictions were appropriate, and in fact, we asked for more when he was convicted, and we thought that they were appropriate. We continue to think that. So we were disappointed, but we'll respect the court's decision. I'll leave it there.
U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of West Virginia, Booth Goodwin. You are listening to All Things Considered on West Virginia Public Broadcasting.